Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, Saturday Nation. It is Sam Crowley. It's Sunday. So if it's Sunday, you know what that means, right? Are you with me? It's the Spiritual Podcast from that whacked out motivational guy. Hey, it's just me delivering a Christian message of faith, of hope, of inspiration. I mean, come on. The hope tank is pretty low around the world right now, wouldn't you say? Can't we just take 10 minutes one day a week and fill up that tank with a little bit of hope? So sit back. Relax. Grab your favorite Bible. Open up to your favorite chapter, to which I will not be naming, actually. I'm just going to go from the heart. I got the Holy Spirit moving inside me today. It's one day a week I share this message. I actually, believe it or not, have the Holy Spirit moving inside me 168 hours every single week. And I'm pretty damn proud of that because I used to be, God, I still am, man. I got to be the most flawed guy out there talking. I don't even know. I don't know anybody more flawed than I am. I mean, if there is a sin out there, I think I might have committed it. Let's not get too carried away. I think there's still some of the commandments I haven't broken yet. Haven't killed anybody. That's good. Killed my reputation a bunch of times. Tried to kill my marriage. Didn't honor the Sabbath. What other commandments have I done out there? But let me tell you one thing, my friend. I need you to latch on to this message right now. Here we go. The teaching begins right now. Our actions flow directly from our attitudes. All of life is sacred, and it's lived in the presence of God, not just for 1 hour on Sunday. What do you think right now in this world? And I was joking earlier, but now I'm damn serious, man. Don't we need a little bit of more hope? More hope. That's right. We need more hope. Don't we need a little bit more inspiration? Don't we need just a little bit of, hey, man, we can do it. We can lift each other up. No, but don't mistake this by any means of me looking at life through rose-colored glasses, okay? I know we got problems, and I know problems can't just be hoped away. I know they can't just be motivated away. But our actions, they do flow directly from our attitude. Think about the actions that you've taken today. I've already blew it a bunch of times, okay? I've already blown up on my 16-year-old because of just bad judgment on her part. So my negative action was a result of a negative attitude that I had towards that situation that happened just this morning on a Sunday morning. You would think of all the mornings that I wouldn't blow up on a Sunday, but I did. Now, on a positive note, ever since that negative action happened, I've had some amazing things. And geez, what is it right now? 1:35 in the afternoon. And I've already had, does this sound familiar to you? Good, bad, good, bad. That seems to happen. That's what happens. Our actions flow directly as a result of our attitude. So I ask you this question, champion, on the Every Day is Saturday, Sunday Spiritual Podcast. If you want to have a better actions, a better result, better yield of your day, do you think a better attitude? Can you think of a situation where something blew up, you flew off the handle, and you regretted it, man? Tell me a time we haven't had that happen. Well, all of our life is sacred, and it's lived in the presence of God. Right now, all of these protests that are going on around the world, most of them peaceful, but some of them are not. And sometimes we do things as well in our private life that we think, oh, nobody's going to see that. Oh, God sees it. All of it, all your entire life is lived right underneath. God is sitting there right now watching you, watching me, judging you, judging me, loving you, loving me. However, let's not do things because, no one's going to see it. It's not going to hurt anybody. Well, I think it might. And I'm here to tell you right now, if you have been that individual like me, I got both hands in the air. You're forgiven. It ain't no big thing, man. You got Monday starts tomorrow. You can get right back out and you can start doing things a little bit differently, knowing that your life, every second of it, is lived in the presence of God. It doesn't matter if your wife can see it or your husband can see it or your kids or your boss or your coworkers or your business partners. Or God can see it, and he wants to know that you are a reflection of him. That's all I got, man. That's all I know how to say. That's all I know how to live my life. Every week I try to come to you with a message, say, look, I've messed up, even knowing I know not to do this stuff. I know not to say this stuff. I know not to think this stuff, but I still do. Why? Sin, fallen world. Good news, every time I say sin, I hear forgiven. When someone else says, ah, you're a sinner, I know. Trust me, you don't got to tell me that. Sky's blue, water's wet, man. I get that. I know that. But I also know I'm forgiven. I'm not walking around with this burden. Jesus took that burden when he died on the cross. He already took it for me, all right? You ever heard that term, took the bullet for you? He took the cross for you. So no matter what you've done, if you had an affair, it's forgiven. You cheated on your taxes, it's forgiven. Talked about people behind their back, gossip, did something with malice intent, it's forgiven. Just ask God for the forgiveness. You're good, man. You're good. I know. I ask for forgiveness all the time. It comes in the form of prayer. When do you have to pray the most? Whenever you can. In your car, on your way to work, on the treadmill, hanging out. Doesn't need to be that 1 hour. It's not just lived, okay? Your life is not just lived for that 1 hour on Sunday. Worship to God is not just for that 1 hour Sunday. You know what that 1 hour is? That 1 hour should not be. I think I mentioned this last week on the show as well. This is a really key concept. Most people go to church, like I used to go to church. Fill me up, Pastor. Boy, how many times you said that message better be good today? And it better not be too long. Last week, he went an hour and 15 minutes. Only usually goes an hour. And I hope they sing the worship songs I like today, not those crappy ones they sang last week when they tried to introduce a new song. How about it not making it about you? How about making it about God? You enter into his home 1 hour a week. How about that not be the time you go to get filled up for the week? How about that be the grand finale of an amazing week lived in the presence of God, where you've done your best, you weren't perfect. Look, ain't nobody perfect, okay? You're never going to be. Quit trying to be that either, if that's you. I don't have that problem. Never even tried to be perfect one time in anything, okay? Boy, what a burden that is off my shoulders, never having to try to be perfect or even right. Just authentic. God wants you to be authentic. He created you in the image of him, capital H. And he wants you to go out there and live life how he designed you to live it, not how he designed your friend, not how he designed your mentor, not how he designed a bazillionaire who's out there preaching the gospel of money, not how he designed it. You. It's you. You got that special look. You got that special flavor, man. That special sauce. You got it working, yet somehow you're saying, well, it's not good enough. Compared to who? Can you imagine? God took all the time to create you in the image of his likeness, and you're saying, ah, I don't like the way I look. Whoa. Hey, good luck with that one. I don't like where I'm at right now. Hey, you're right where you need to be to serve, to serve, to help people. I'm doing all I can do right now to get this message out to the kingdom, to you, to everybody who listens to this podcast. Whether you're a believer or not, it doesn't matter, man. I'm not worried about that crap anymore. You know, I'm here to preach one day a week to let you know that 1 hour that you go to church, it should be the grand finale of your week where you get a chance to exhale. Yeah, you can get filled up with a message, absolutely, but that can't be the only time that you're having a conversation with God. It can't be, because every day you're living in the presence of God. He sees everything you do. He knows every thought you have. He knows what you're going to do before you even do it. He's also given you free will not to do it. He's given you free will to go blasphemize the Holy Spirit, which, by the way, I would not recommend doing. Okay, he's given you free will to go out there and harm other people. By the way, I would not recommend doing that. I'd recommend taking the precious moments you have in this life to honor him, to honor the fact that he created you in the likeness of him, to honor by having a better attitude about things, to be more, less apt to anger. How's that? Don't anger so quickly. Don't be like me. Don't fly off the handle at your kids and people who piss you off a lot. Okay, just try to be more forgiving just this week, and then go to church next week. definitely go to church next week. Go to the house of the Lord, not because you have to, because you want to. Not because you think they might sing your favorite worship song. No, because you want to go in there for the grand finale to say, God, you know what? Thank you. Thanks for planting that seed August 20th when you were having Sam just share that message. I don't know why I listened to that podcast that Sam recorded on August 20th. I don't know what caused me to hit play on there. I don't know where I was at the time, but I remember that he planted that seed. Sam didn't. You did. You used him as a vessel, as a vehicle, just like you used me. And Sam planted that seed in my mind, and I went out this week, the 21st, the 22nd, the 23rd, all the way to the 27th of August and beyond, and I came into your home to say thank you. This is the finale of my week. I've tried to be the best person I could be. I failed more than I succeeded. But you know what, God? You know my heart, and you know my attitude. And here's my prayer that I would want to see you. This is Sam speaking to you right now in the podcast to wrap it up. I'd like to see you say this prayer. God, give me a better attitude so I can have better actions. And when I have better actions, I will get better results. And then allow me to glorify you for those. How about that? Say it again. God, bless me with a better attitude this week so I can have better actions that will yield better results. And then allow me not to have my pride and ego get in the way and think it was me. Allow me to honor you. And that's it. That's what I do on this show once a week. It's pretty damn easy to do. It's actually pretty awesome. Your sins are forgiven no matter how bad they are. Understand that much. Don't put all of that on you. You don't need to. Jesus already took it all with the cross. Don't worry about it. It's good. The debt's been paid. That's the beauty of grace. It's already been given. Whether you deserve it or not, it's already been given to you. Now go out, witness to somebody else, just one person this week, not go into Bob Evans or Kroger and say, y'all been saved, y'all know Jesus Christ. No, not that. Just go let people see your actions when they say, wow, why are you so positive? What do you got working? Hey, glad you asked. I'm glad you asked. I listen to this podcast on Sundays. It's called Every Day is Saturday, but it's a Sunday spiritual podcast. I know it doesn't make any sense, but you'll get it after a while. Or how about you just say, you know what? I understand. I love my attitude, too. And it's because I've been going to church lately. I pray a lot, and I'm glad that somebody noticed. Thank you. That's it. Or you don't have to say I go to church. Just say, you know, I've been praying hard to change my attitude. I'm glad somebody noticed. Thank you so much. And that's it. That's all you got to do. So allow your attitude to be better so your actions are better. And also understand that every second you live is in the presence of God. All of life is sacred. It's not just for 1 hour on Sunday. All right? It's Sam Crowley. We'll see you back and better than ever tomorrow on the number one motivational podcast. Every day is Saturday. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.